Just because.
Just because. What is that from?
It's from Big Boss, the clip.
Just because. People
Because.
do that audio clip with their dogs. It's so
Dogs
funny.
barking.
Yeah, just because. I feel like that with Leslie all the time because he talks back a lot.
Tummy. No, it's the other way.
How do
I'm
you?
still always confused about that.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the Bago Janta Bollywood Weekly Podcast, where three idiots share their opinions and takes on upcoming movies, TV shows, and gossip. Hope you guys enjoy.
Do your parents listen to this podcast?
Which one? Oh, this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, some other podcast.
I don't know.
I think my parents listen to this podcast, or maybe they're just like lying to me. I don't
I
know.
don't know who listens to this podcast. I know Shreya listens to this podcast.
Well, we have people in Germany listening to this.
She's critiquing me. She's
What was her feedback?
just like, that one time you talked about Railway Wind, you never talked about it. And I was like, they hadn't seen it. And then I was like, it doesn't matter. Like, you didn't see it. If you're going to bring it up, you have to talk about it. And I was like,
Yeah, we're making a lot of mistakes here.
it
But you know what? It's not about the destination, it's about the journey.
the friends you make. I like how we got one review so far.
Yeah, we got one review, and it was actually like a very helpful review.
It's actually a very good review.
It's a better review than all of our movie reviews on the pod.
Yes, so whoever reviewed us, thank
Maybe they should start their own podcast about reviewing
you.
podcasts.
Whoa, a podcast about reviewing podcasts.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? I like
Hi, how are you?
the way Shalu does it. All right, what's up, guys?
Hi.
Hello, G.
Okay, today we are all gathered here to review 3-2.
We're gathered here today.
What is
Sorry,
this? What is this? A wedding
go
ahead.
reception? Ladies and gentlemen,
Ladies
welcome.
and gentlemen.
Dave, you are such an old.
Yeah, so it's 3-2, guys. Directed by Amar Kaushik, written by Niran Bhat, starring Rajkumar Rao, Shraddha Kapoor, Pankaj Tripathi, Upper Shakti Khurana, Abhishek Banerjee. I'm gonna read a quick little, not a synopsis, but what's it called?
A summary.
Summary.
Summary. After the events of three, the town in Chanderi is being haunted again. This time, women are mysteriously abducted by a terrifying headless entity. Once again, it's up to Vicky and his friends to save their town and loved ones.
Vicky to the rescue.
Vicky Bleach.
Vicky
Vicky
Pleach.
Bleach.
Yeah, so I was very excited about this movie because I loved the first one. I loved Birdia too. I haven't gotten a chance to watch Munjia yet, but that was also a hit this year, and it's part of this universe too. And I like horror, although I don't know if I could classify this as a true horror movie. But yeah, what were you guys expecting out of this movie?
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm kind of like along the same lines as you. I really liked the first one, and I was pleasantly surprised by Beria. I guess my expectations were super low for that one because I'm not the biggest Varun Dhawan fan. But yeah, what's 3-1 was like one of those, like, I think it was just like so original, and I really liked the acting and the writing especially. And I'm not a horror movie fan. Particularly, but I really liked three anyways. Going into the sequel, I was kind of scared because I was like, I don't wanna, because three did like scare me a lot. So I was like, oh, the second one's gonna be similar. But yeah, that's, I mean, going in, that's what I was like kind of hesitant about. But turns out it didn't actually, that wasn't actually a huge problem for me. But we'll get into that, I guess.
I did have expectations going to this movie because, for context, I watched the first three in Bedia back to back, like maybe a day or two before seeing 3-2. So I was pretty caught up with the whole plot and everything. And I enjoyed both those movies. So going into 3-2, I kind of had a pretty high expectation. Because it's like the same cast, And it's like I heard it's like the same kind of plot, like similar plot line to the first one, right?
And then also, like, what's interesting about this movie right now is that, like, how much money it's making. I think it became like one of the biggest grossers ever.
Ever?
Ever. Like, in the first weekend. Yeah.
I thought you meant like all time.
For Bollywood. For Bollywood. And so, yeah, it just seemed like it was going to be good. I mean, what intrigues me about Three is not only just like that's it's obviously just a goofy, funny movie, right? But the humor really hit, at least in the first one for me. It really, it's very different, the humor. It's like, it feels like it's specific to people that like understand Bollywood, right? There's a lot of like pop culture references and whatnot in the first one with the horror component. And there's also like a social message that is attached with both movies, right? It's Three and Batya. So I was also curious to know like what this movie was going to be about and if they were going to able to hit that same note. But yeah, so this is going to be a spoiler review.
As it always is.
As it always is, yeah, nothing's changed. So like at the end of the first three, which is basically the beginning of three two, we see that, everyone is now worshiping three because all she really wanted was some respect and love. And so now the city is praying to them. And this movie, we kind of flip the narrative from the first one because now it's instead of the men being targeted by the ghost or monster or whatever, it's the women. I feel like there's a lot to talk about there because I feel like that's a social message on its own. But how did you guys feel about the plot of this movie compared to the first?
I mean, like the basic concept of it, I thought was like an interesting transition from the first movie. I thought it was like an interesting concept that Stree was kind of keeping Sarkata like at bay. Like he was kind of hidden because she was around. He was too scared to like come out. So I thought that part was interesting. And like the whole concept of women in this town are so used to being like free and like safe, and like all of a sudden that's kind of not the case anymore. I guess my own. I mean, if we want to get into it, like it's just the ghost itself just was not, it wasn't scary enough. It wasn't, in the first one, there was so much mystery around Stree. Like, who is she? Like, what, why is she doing this? What does she look like? There was so much mystery throughout the movie, and you don't really see or like learn a lot about her until like as the movie gets further along. Whereas in this one, I feel like we learned everything we needed to know about the ghost within the first 30 minutes. And so like all that mystery factor was kind of gone.
Yeah, I understand why they did it. I mean, I don't think I wanted the exact same movie again. I think this movie was to kind of like add to the lore of three. So we needed some answers, right? And but yeah, I mean, there's a couple things to that because I feel like the theme of this movie is like how like regressive men keep kind of coming back to be in their position of power again or whatever. So like I feel like that honestly it hit for me. When it comes to the actual horror of this movie, I didn't think Three was scary. I definitely didn't think Batya was scary. So I also didn't expect this movie to be scary, to be honest.
I mean, I don't think they were going in that direction to begin with.
Yeah, I think it's more so like they call it a horror comedy, but I don't think they're trying to scare you. Like I don't think it is. I think it's more so going for like a. The reason I appreciate this movie is because it feels like a modern version of those old comedy movies we used to get that were just like there's just chaos and these characters are so funny and figuring it out. There's a little bit of element of mystery involved in it.
So like every Priyadarshan
Yeah,
movie.
like a Priyadarshan movie. That's kind of how I see this. Yeah, and this the ghost himself was it was kind of he was super goofy looking.
Yeah, I got like really comical.
Which I think that's what they were going for. I think the way he was sounding, the way he was looking, I think it was meant for you to laugh at him. And yeah, I mean, the CGI is garbage, but it kind of felt like the whole, it kind of fit in a way because the whole movie's goofy. You know what I mean? It's just a goofy ass movie. The characters are all unserious in a serious situation too. So it didn't bother me for this movie. I think if the whole point of the movie, if the movie was like more of an action movie or a serious movie, I would have, it would have pissed me off more. For this one, I didn't care for it that much. Like, again, like I didn't think it was going to be scary. I think it, again, this three component to it is very interesting. They just added to the lore of it. And we could talk about this later, but they're clearly adding a couple movies to the story.
I guess, yeah. I just feel like three, like itself, she was pretty like creepy and scary for me in the first one. So I was thinking that's what we would get a little bit more in this one, but it really wasn't. Like, wow, like that head was just, we just, me and Keshav just started laughing at it. And he was like, he also hates horror movies. So he was like, you know, actually, I'm kind of glad it wasn't scary because it made the movie easier to watch a little bit for us.
Yeah, I don't think they were going for true horror.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't think they were with all the three movies that they made so far.
In fact, I think the way that, what is Eve, a ghost or whatever, a ghost was created was supposed to be comical. The whole scene with him, his head flying into the moon and it's stuck in the bike, that's all funny. So it's like, I don't think we're supposed to take him that seriously. And obviously, like, especially with Birdia, like, that was technically a horror comedy, right? But where was the horror in that movie?
It was?
Yeah, because he's like a werewolf and whatnot. And he's the same thing. So selfishly, I wish it was a little bit scarier. I think I personally would have had a lot more fun, but that's just because I like comedy or horror. What am I saying, comedy? But it was just more of a comedy. I don't know. What do you think, Shalu?
Yeah, Shalu, what do you think?
I
Say
mean,
something.
I mean, yeah, I mean, the one thing that I had like a pet peeve about is that like Stree is not haunting anyone, but she's still there. So why did this weird headless ghost think that, oh, Stree just doesn't exist anymore, and then she just, and then he just like starts wreaking havoc on these women? But I'm just like, does this ghost not know that like Stree's not haunting anyone, but she's still around? You know,
he was supposed to be a little dumb.
Was he? I couldn't tell.
Yeah, like I think the whole idea of that ghost is that he's just kind of dumb. Like he just, all he wants is just to, like, you know, kidnap women and drink and like just be a bad dude, and like he's not very like smart.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like talking about those types of people that are kind of like they're typically not the sharpest
tools in the shed, but they're tools.
There are tools. I understand what you're saying though, because I was like, I think we were supposed to think that three just left. I mean, even the end of the first three, like they showed three at the end just looking over the town.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that she's completely gone. It's just that I think she just left from like harassing that town, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think like in general, Stree is a more like lovable. I don't know if lovable is the right word, but like she's just, there's a lot more redeeming for her, and like she's, you know, she seems more human than this Sarkata guy.
Yeah.
Because like they, like with the whole like explanation from the first one that like this is what happened to her and this is why she's like she's basically trying to find her lover in every man,
right?
It's just like misguided a little bit. But obviously that wasn't the case here. They really just went full like, oh, ghost bad. He's doing all the bad things.
Yeah. Like this movie was more like the first three was goofy, but it had like a message to it. This movie did also have a message to it, but it was more on the goofy side, you know?
Yeah. Like, I don't know, the whole like message about, it wasn't really a message to me. I think it was just the fact that like the ghost has these beliefs.
Right.
Is that was just kind of like a plot point for me, but I don't think it was really trying to like convey any particular message.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it was trying to tell you like this is what you need to do.
Yeah.
I think it was just like, this is kind of like reflecting on society.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, I guess it wasn't a message, but.
I might throw a theory out there. This director's name, Amar Kaushik, right?
Yeah.
What if he's subtly throwing like a shade at like Sandeep Reddy-Vanga because of the shit he's made?
Dude, I really think they were, because like when they mentioned, like, I think there was like some joke about Kabir Singh and then another joke about Animal, and Keshav both times was like, are they trying to like take a dig at this guy? And I was like, I really hope so.
Yeah, I think they are 100%.
Yeah.
I think we need to talk about the writing of this movie. I think that's the best part of this movie.
Okay.
Again, obviously, like, it's not perfect in the sense that obviously there's a lot of plot holes, right? So I'm not even saying that.
I mean, I think both Stree and Badia had a lot of plot points, but
yeah, it's not perfect. And it's not a movie that's taking itself way too seriously too. So for me to like, I don't want to get too deep in it, but when I say writing, I mean, like, I think the overall story is good. It's different. But also for me, what made this like a very enjoyable movie is the dialogues. I think like the jokes are clever, new, really fucking funny. I think it's so funny. There'd be times where I was laughing and I'd miss the dialogue because I was still laughing on the previous dialogue.
Yeah.
That's where I actually really enjoy this movie the most. And also, like, I think, let me make sure this is actually true, but I believe the writer of this movie, Niren Butt, is the same writer for Tarak Mehta Ka Ulta Chashma. Yeah, he is. It's the same writer.
Really?
Yeah,
Oh,
he's from
wow.
Tarak Mehta. So it's crazy, like, he's
That
gotten that
makes a lot of
far.
sense.
Yeah, I think the humor kind of hits.
So, like, you immediately know that he's bringing a lot of like experience when it comes to comedy writing,
Exactly.
because he did it for like a decade, maybe long. I don't know if the show's still
I
going
don't
on, but
even
he's
know.
been doing it for like a decade now with that show. Like, the entire country loves that show.
Yeah, that's a show that everybody likes.
It's so like, I've watched a couple episodes. I didn't really quite get it, and then I watched the clips on Instagram now. I was like, this is actually kind of ridiculous. I love it.
It's that's exactly what it is. It's comedy that's ridiculous, but it's funny. And that's all the comedy movies that we liked growing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the humor was really like on point. I thought like it was just hard for me to not compare it to the first one. And I think like the first one, the script was just more tight. And like I think the jokes were more clever in the first one. So it was just like watching this one, it was hard not to compare to the first. And I think the first one was written by Raj and DK, right?
Raj and DK were writers on the first three. I think for me, the script was tighter. But I think the comedy in this movie was better.
Okay, interesting.
That's fair.
I thought this movie was probably the funniest out of the three. Also, the way I kind of see this movie, and I don't know if this is going to end up being a bad thing, I feel like they're going for the Marvel formula, right? They're clearly
Yeah.
doing that. This is kind of the Avengers.
Dude,
So,
especially at the end, like that final battle just felt very superhero movie. It wasn't a
yeah, it was
horror
very
movie. Like,
CGI'd.
yeah.
I think that's what they're going
Well,
for, and I think that's what's going to work, and I think that's how they're going to make money. But what does happen is the individual movies have more of a purpose. I feel like there was more of a thing that they were trying to show in that in each individual movie in Beta and Three, versus like these movies. It's just like everyone's they need to fit everyone in. So they're all standalone movies, but I think they already had this plan from the first three that it was going to be.
oh, well, I mean, yeah, you don't make three and they're like, hey, like, how about we just make a whole universe out of it? Like, they probably had that mind up like long ago,
Regardless, I think that like I'm still excited about it. I think it's still done really well. I think it's a sequel that I could be on board with.
So they're making, so after three, two, it's gonna be Beta two, I'm assuming.
So they actually hinted at a couple movies here. So obviously there's one wouldn't be with Akshay Kumar now. I don't know what's going on with that one, which I'm not really excited
Oh
about that.
yeah. Well, I mean,
I was really upset when I saw that. I was like,
I enjoyed it till the cameo. I thought he was really funny in that scene. But then when they showed him at the end, I was like, fuck, he has to ruin this too. But we can talk more about that. But I don't know if you remember where Badia was talking to Jenna, how there's like a vampire who's taking over Delhi and whatnot. That is actually Ayushman Khurrana, who got signed for.
Ooh, that'd be
He's doing that
interesting.
universe. I feel like Ayushman kind of fits movie, like he's an actor that fits this cast.
Yeah.
Kumar is just gonna fuck it up.
I just don't like Akshay Kumar.
Yeah, I don't think anyone does right now.
Well, yeah, because he butchered, do you know? That's why.
He also he's actually had 12 straight flops. Can you guys believe that?
So
Twelve.
his so
Oh,
Kill Kill May was the flop.
Kill Kill May is a flop. Yeah, it's not. I mean, because
Nah,
two.
yeah. Wow. He used to have like back-to-back flops in the 90s.
It's kind of like that again.
Dang.
I thought the cameo was funny. I mean, he's still good with comedy. I just like I don't want to watch an Akshay Kumar movie.
Yeah. It's not really interesting to me. They better make the vampire scary.
Similar theme, right? Like, I guess we also don't know how scary Munjia is, so we still need to watch that.
How is that part of this three universe? So I'm really confused about that.
I believe Varun Dhawan shows up at the post-credit scene for Munjia.
Interesting. Is it made by the same people?
Maybe not the same director, but same writers and everything.
Okay.
Where so it
Oh.
seems like this was, planned out to be a universe before any of the other like versus whatever, like before the cop universe, before the
Yeah, and it seems like they're taking
baton.
their time with it. So they're actually writing. And it seems like each story has their own like
Okay.
issue that they're talking about. So I wonder what the vampire one's going to be about, but
Yeah. I honestly don't care if they do like social messaging as part of it.
yeah, I think it just that could get a little bit boring, but
Yeah. Even with three, like the first three, like I didn't really. I mean, I don't think the social message was like a huge part of it. I think it was just, or it was just like an interesting, like flipping a societal norm on its head, kind of, where it's like, oh, men aren't allowed to step out of the house at night. Like, I just thought that was funny.
I think the social message was like the main part of it.
Really?
I think like it's definitely like a funny like women empowerment movie. The plot all obviously kind of flips the societal norms, which is part of the humor, but that is the whole point of the story.
But what was the social message?
I think it's just again, I mean, when we say social message, that might not be the right term, but it's I think it's respecting women again. That's the whole point
Oh, I
of
mean, I know.
like.
I just I see it. I definitely see it as like a I guess modern or like feminist movie in terms of like it treats like
Yeah.
females like as equals, the script does.
Yeah, maybe that's the term. Maybe it's more of a feminist movie.
Yeah, like, and I don't think it's like really trying to like drive a message. It just like happens to treat women, the script itself treats women with respect.
Maybe that
Like,
is the message though, is flipping
why is
so.
that a message? Like, I feel like that should just be like a baseline requirement.
It's Bollywood.
Yeah, but I mean, Bollywood, yeah.
Also Bollywood in India. What was missing for you guys? Because I think what I wanted out of this movie, I got.
I just think
What
that
was it
it could
that,
have been written better.
like in terms of the story?
In terms of the story, in terms of the pacing, I think like, you know, there was no like dull moment for me in the first one. And then with the second one, it was just like there were like scenes that I felt were like, you know, not really like useful. And then I think like in general, the overall theme for me didn't really hit home, you know, like I didn't really care about. Which is interesting to say because, you know, I'm usually all about like women-centric movies.
Big feminist.
Big feminist right here. But yeah,
Yeah.
I just like the I think it, you know, a lot of it does stem from like the choice of like the ghost. It just wasn't as like compelling to me or like interesting to me. I think it was just like the ghost or the monster just felt like some generic bad guy that we need to kill.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's the direction they were going
Yeah,
for.
I agree. Like I wasn't expecting like a Thanos
Yeah,
or
but even like with
anything
Marvel movies, like that's one of the things that we always feel is like missing sometimes. Is like if the villain isn't good, then it's not as interesting, even if we're like really rooting for the superhero, like, and we can still enjoy the movie, like, but it was just, you know, that was just one of the things that was missing for me.
Yeah, I completely disagree. In my I really enjoy this movie. I think it had everything. I do agree, like the villain was maybe not serious enough or not scary enough, which is the only thing for me. Like, I think the villain itself and like the motives and whatever, it's fine with it. I think that's what they were going for, like Shalu, you were saying.
Okay, so I think it's because when we were seeing the first three, we didn't have any idea of like how like we didn't have no idea about what's three, like the ghost, like what the character is, and just like what her motives are and everything. So going into three two, like you already have that idea beforehand about
Yeah.
three. So like going into this movie, you're just like, okay, well, this is not scary at all. But when you're seeing three for the first time, like obviously it's scary because like what the fuck is that?
Well, yeah, it's the mystery that creates that makes it more scary, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I don't think there's anything they could have done to like in terms of, I mean, I guess they could have made the villain a little scarier.
But I see what you're saying, that it seems
That's the
like that
intention.
itself, the villain itself was supposed to be like comic relief in some ways. Like, and dude, it was like legitimately comic relief. Like just looking at the head, like
So funny.
wow, just
For me, it was the sounds that the head was making.
Dude.
He's just like the whole time. It's just so
Yeah.
ridiculous.
It was,
No,
yeah.
that too. And then like the way that Rajkumar Rao described him, he was like Amir Khan's on stacked on top of this. Who was the like was it? I forgot who was the first guy. Like Prabhudeva? No.
Amitabh.
Amitabh Bachchan and Amir Khan stacked on top.
Dude, this movie was, I mean, I don't know if any different, like, I can't imagine this movie with another cast. Like
Oh
this
yeah.
movie is so funny. These guys are so funny, and the dialogues are so fu like it's literally like every second they're saying something so fucking funny.
They have great on-screen chemistry.
They have good
Yeah.
chemistry. That's exactly
Shall
it.
we talk about the acting then?
I feel like Shraddha Kapoor was definitely like the weak point.
You know, she was there. She's like she is in
She
every.
was just there. I mean, isn't that her whole character though? Like
Yeah.
she just shows up and just disappears.
No, I don't think she's bad, but I mean her whole character is like, oh, she's mysterious, disappears, and comes back. I don't think you really need a good actress for that role.
I mean, but to be fair though, she kind of plays an important part now.
Yeah.
Because now they officially reveal that she is Three's daughter, so I feel like moving forward, you have to be like very careful with that.
I hope they never make a movie with just Shraddha Kapoor because it's not going to work.
No, I don't think it
Isn't
would.
that, I thought that was going to happen. Isn't there like a spin-off?
Yeah, possibly. But I don't know how that's going to work because she I don't think she could carry a movie. This movie is carried by Pankaj Tripathi and Rajkummar Rao.
Dude, straight up.
So funny. Like they're both. I think it's just the delivery and the way they just talk, and the dialogues might not be funny, but the way they're saying it is funny. And
Yeah, honestly,
I
it's the
mean,
delivery.
is there another act like Rajkummar Rao is probably one of the best actors out right now,
Yeah.
at least in this generation. So, and then Pankaj
Having like strong actors does like help out a lot.
yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't because like, with Brahmastra.
And here we go.
Brahmastra. I don't think Brahmastra knew what it wanted to be.
Yeah, like that was such a weak script that even having like literally the best actor and the best actress in Bollywood
Yeah.
like didn't save that movie.
And with a
Yeah.
shit ton of money too.
Yeah. But like here, like I guess maybe like maybe the script was strong enough, but also I feel like even without that, Pankaj Tripathi and Rajkummar Rao are just such good actors that and like obviously like everybody around them like is just doing such a good job as well.
Yeah, I think the difference there is like Brahmastra was trying to be this like big, you know, masterpiece of a movie, right? Like
It was taking itself seriously.
we were sold on like, oh my God, we're gonna see some like crazy CGI in here, never seen. Like it's gonna be like a mix of Harry Potter and fucking X-Men. I don't even know what Brahmastra, but this movie
Yeah.
is like, no, it's just a fucking comedy movie. It's silly. Like you're just gonna have a good time.
Going back to the acting real quick, I do think that like both Rajkummar Rao and Pankaj Tripathi were phoning it in a little bit for this one. And it's not like they were bad. They weren't bad, but I just don't I feel like they've tried harder in other movies. Maybe it's just because they're like very effortless, but I don't think it was like certainly their best work.
I didn't think they were phoning it in at all.
Really?
Yeah. I thought they were playing their parts pretty good.
This movie might be like what we disagree on the most so far
Yeah.
on this
I think
pod.
this movie was, I mean, they were just playing comedic roles and I thought they were really good at it. Why'd you
Yeah, I
think it?
mean, they've done comedy so many times before, but I just feel like they've done better comedy than this.
Yeah.
I think they have that Irfan Khan quality where it's just like give them any role, any type of movie, and they'll
Yeah.
do a great job at it. I think
Yeah.
that's what it is.
I guess the only thing I didn't like was maybe the score. I don't think the score for three is that good, like the background music. Like
It's too loud.
yeah, you would think there's something also like kind of mystical about it or something. Like, I don't know. But then like once Bedia came and his music came, I'm like, okay, that's theme music. You know what I mean? Like that
I guess I wasn't paying attention to the music that much.
there's nothing signature about three's music.
Yeah.
But I didn't like it that much. The music's whatever. I think the only time it dragged for me was the end when they played the back-to-back songs,
Oh,
which I
God.
don't know why they did.
I
That
thought it
was
was
weird.
over, and then like the second song started playing, and I was like, "Where did they just like make a lot of songs, and then they didn't know where to put this one?"
Yeah, I think they might have.
I
And then
think,
the last
yeah.
song would have been just be like kind of like a promotional thing, like, hey, let's just get Varun and Shraddha in a song.
I mean, they look really good together.
They do look good together. So I think that was the whole point. It was just like, let's just make a song and let's
I thought
just.
all the songs were really like whatever. Even the like Tamanna song. I mean, she's hot, but like that was it.
I didn't like that the Manna song. I did like the first song with Rajkummar and Shraddha. I do like Aine. I think Aine is a banger. I think it's a
Which one
fuck.
is that again?
That's the one that you don't like, apparently.
Oh yeah, no, I hate that song.
Song's so good. It's
It's
also going
so
viral.
bad. It's
Fucking
worse than What Jump
awesome.
Gun. That sings so much.
Yeah, this is what we disagree on the most, Vishal.
I agree with that.
You agree that we disagree the
I'm
most.
just about the song.
Yeah.
I just sit through that song just because I wanted to see if there's any post-credit scenes, and then we got like what, two or three at the end.
Yeah, there were like two.
I hate Akshay Kumar, dude. Like, I really don't want him to be. Akshay Kumar being in a movie makes me not want to watch that movie. And it
Yeah,
sucks.
same.
I used to really like this guy.
Everybody's like obsessed with him on the internet for like the old movies, but it seems like nobody really wants to watch his new stuff.
I don't think he understands that. Like, he needs to take a break because I think overexposure is a thing, and I think people are sick of him. But he's already
Yeah.
talked about how
I'm
he's not.
sick and tired now. I don't
Yeah,
know what to
he's
do.
his own dialogue.
Yeah. One thing I wanted to ask you guys about, I feel like they were really driving this point of like Rajkumar Rao's character having powers. And like it looked like at the end he got some powers. I wonder where they're gonna go with that.
Yeah, it seemed like, yeah, they just kept saying that he has powers and he's like, I don't have powers. So that's probably the direction three is going to go into next, I assume. But yeah, I think he does have powers now, right? Because they kind of show
Yeah.
following or something.
But I
So.
just I feel like the his charm is that like he's kind of just like this normal guy that was able to that kind of had the courage to face three and like this monster. Maybe he's just gonna be like, you know, lover boy superhero, Mohabbat man to the rescue.
Yeah, I don't really understand his powers because it's like he's just kind of the chosen one for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, he just kind of like,
Yeah, for doing nothing.
and that's pretty much
Yeah. I think with Beria, it was interesting because Varun Dhawan's character is so like, I don't really give a shit about the environment and nature and like animals. And then, you know, he kind of like becomes one himself. But with Rajkumar Rao, I don't know where they're gonna take it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I hope they don't do like a full like generic superhero type thing.
I think I trust these writers enough to not like to go that superhero route now. But you never know. I mean,
What it seems like, dude.
yeah, I think eventually it will.
I think
But
they already did in this movie. I mean, like at the end, they're all like standing in a line like the Avengers, including three.
I guess what I'm saying is like I hope it doesn't like get played out. You know what I mean? Like it worked in this movie or whatever, but I hope it isn't like that type of scene doesn't keep happening. Or maybe it'll happen like once every while, but I hope like each movie from now on isn't like that. Like
Yeah, that
it
it
could
could
get
get
played out.
stale.
Yeah, it could get played out really quick.
All right, should we talk about our overall rating, bagel bites? How many bagel bites would you guys give this movie?
I give like a solid eight.
For me, it was just such a good theater experience for me. Like, I didn't even talk about like I don't know how your guys' theater was, but our theater was completely packed. Everyone's like laughing, cheering.
I did not have that.
I went on a Friday afternoon, so it was an nice aspect.
I went on a Tuesday. I went on a Tuesday.
Wait, but that's value day, so of course all the Indians are gonna show up.
Oh yeah, that's true.
So yeah, all the Indians were there. We even had us three. Someone plus
Yeah.
three. And I don't know, it was just such a good experience. I just think it was really good. I'm gonna give it an 8.5 or maybe even a 9 to me. I think this is as a comedy movie, I liked it. I'm not gonna look too deep into three.
Look, a comedy movie can be written well too,
It
okay?
is written fine. It's what you think this is written worse than Welcome. We love Welcome.
Welcome is just welcome's in its own category. Not in, I'm gonna give this a 6.5.
Damn, we're on opposite ends of this.
Hey, look, I think one of the critiques we got about this podcast is that we agree too much.
Oh,
So
you got it. Whoever said that.
whoever said that, we know who said that.
Was it Shreya?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So this is
Really.
one of those rare moments where we disagree, but that's okay because it happens.
This is the most enjoyable movie like I've had like in terms of having fun this year.
Really? I thought Lapita Ladies was way more fun.
Bollywood, Lapita Ladies is obviously a better movie, but I'm talking about having fun. This is fun.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, like our theater was like five people and like it was silent.
Yeah, I feel like this is gonna be one of those movies that I could like keep putting on and laughing to. Yeah.
Cool. Well.
Like some tea.
Bas chal raha hai. Oh, this is not related to Street 2. October 11th, there's a movie called Badass Ravi Kumar, directed by Himesh Reshammiya, starring Himesh Reshammiya, Prabhu Deva, and Sunny Leone. And
Starring Prabhu Deva?
it's produced by Himesh Reshammiya Melodies. We need to see this movie.
Oh, man.
Wow.
All you had to say was Himesh Reshammiya, and you already. Dude, Three's made 500 crores already.
What?
Really?
Wow.
Jesus.
Crazy. It might become one of the most highest grossing movies ever in Bollywood.
I feel like every movie nowadays in Bollywood is like the highest grossing, the highest opening weekend, the highest opening week. Like, come on.
Do you think they're lying about it or what?
I just think that, yeah.
Oh, I couldn't tell where you were going with that.